Is anybody else thinking that maybe they should expand the All-Star team? Because NBA teams have 15 slots to a roster, but the All-Star team only has 12. Maybe if they expanded each team's roster three more spots, then they would probably get the All-Star team correct, because I'm not understanding why Trae Young and Domantas Sabonis have not made it yet again. Some people may try to make a case for LaMelo Ball not making it, and I get it, but he's on a bad team, somewhat like Tyrese Maxey, which is why I'm not going to spend too much time talking about him either, because, yes, they are hooping, but they're on bad teams, so I sort of understand it. You know, Trae Young is on a team that is at least in the playoff picture. So let's just stick with Trae Young for right now. Like, so we have Darius Garland. We're just going to stick to the guards and maybe Jaylen Brown. But Darius Garland, Cade Cunningham, Dame Lillard, and Tyler Hero made the All-Star team as reserves. And I agree with Cade. I agree with, he's hooping. He had Detroit winning games and in the playoff picture as well. And they haven't been in the picture for a while. So makes sense. Jaylen Brown makes some sense, even though I think Boston will probably be somewhat where they are anyways. They probably could be a little bit better, but they're not any worse as well. So I get him. Darius Garland, I think there's a case to be made that Trae Young in this 12-player roster scenario that Trae Young definitely probably should have made the All-Star team over Darius Garland, considering he leads the league in assist. And Darius Garland is playing well. He's averaging 22-7, and he's on the number one team in the East. But he also has a co-star in Donovan Mitchell, and he has Evan Mobley, Jared Allen. So it's not like he's lacking anything in the team. But Trae Young, for all intents and purposes, is carrying the Hawks somewhat alone. Jalen Johnson was coming along very good this year, but then he just recently got hurt, and I think he's done for the year. So, but even before all of that, he's averaging 11 assists a game, at least 23 points a game, even I think it's closer to 25. But why did Trae Young get snubbed from the All-Star team yet again? I love Tyler Hero, but he probably should have made it over him, and you could probably make a case for him making it over Dame, but this is why I say the rosters, this should have expanded to 14 players, but then you might as well just do 15 and make it just a full roster like a regular team. Because if somebody gets hurt, they're going to have these guys replacements anyway. So you may as well treat it like a real roster and have maybe not reserves in an All-Star sense, but they're probably still going to play in the game. And it's not like they play hard anyway. So who's really going to care like about minutes? So, and then before we move on, like, let's go to the West. Like, Sabonis didn't make it, but you have Jaren Jackson Jr., who is playing good. He, I think, is in the top five for blocks. I know it's over two a block game. He is in the top 15 scores in the league, averaging over 22. But he only averages 6 rebounds, and he's 6'10", 6'11", and that's weird to me. And that's, I will get into that another time, why I hate big guys that don't rebound. Like, you're right by the goal. Why can't you get 10 of those? That's neither here nor there. But Sabonis leads the league in rebounds. He averages 21 points a game, and he also averages nearly 7 assists. So why is it that Jackson Jr., Alfred Sengun, who is hooping, but stats aren't nearly as good as Sabonis? Wemby, no question. I mean, it's really just Jaren Jackson Jr. or Sengun are the two that strike me as maybe one of them shouldn't be there over Sabonis. Like, Sabonis got snubbed again for the second year in a row. Trae Young, this is his fourth out of 7 years not making the All-Star game. And I don't know. I know the fan vote is at 50% now, and then players get 25, and the media gets 25. But You already know it's those media numbers. That's why Melo didn't make it, because he was like number 7 in media voting, but 1 in fans and like 3-4 like players. So obviously the fans and the players, and I think the players should have a bigger say so since they play against everybody, felt like he should have been an all-star, but yet the media, and I'm not knocking them too much, but they felt like he didn't deserve it, I guess. But in to their defense, he is on a bad team. So if you're on a bad team, can you really be an all-star? Because like, think about it in football terms. They'll say, oh, these elite quarterbacks lead their teams to the playoffs all the time on regularity and all that stuff like that. So all-star players, for the most part, and all NBA players usually get their teams into the playoffs, or at least they're fighting for the playoff race. They're not usually at the bottom or whatnot. So that's just all I'm going to say about that. But how do you guys feel about like Trae Young missing the All-Star game again, averaging 11 assists a game, leading the league in assists, over 20 points a game on a young Atlanta team that just had the number one pick, but Darius Garland, who, mind you not, was like on a trade block before him and Donovan Mitchell had their come to Jesus moment. And maybe Tyler Hero made it over Trae Young. It makes no sense. Like, he probably leads his team in scoring and assists. They're in the playoff hunt. They're better than they should be, in my opinion. I mean, you just had the number one pick, so nobody expects you to be in a playoff race or even hunting for the playoffs. Because look at Detroit for all those years. And even though Cade's been hurt and in and out, and I know they sat him, even though they said they didn't sit him, but they basically shut him down for the back half of a season. But, you know, they're finally starting to reap some rewards. But Trae Young has been and has always kind of kept Atlanta relevant through every season that he's been there, but yet he's not an all-star, and it just makes no sense to me. But maybe somebody out there can make it make sense, but it makes no sense to me why Trae, at least Trae, of all the people that didn't make the all-star game, I don't understand why Trae didn't make the all-star game. And I'm sure if somebody gets nicked up or whatever case may be, they're going to replace him. Trae's going to make it, but he shouldn't even accept it. Like, he should have been voted in by the coaches and or whoever does the reserves. I'm pretty sure it's the coaches and maybe the media that does the reserves, but I don't know. It makes no sense to me. But let me know what you guys think about the, in my opinion, two biggest all-star snubs over the last few years, but Trae Young and Sabonis not making it. And to furthermore touch on that real quick, one quick point I want to make. Sabonis, in comparison to like some of the other all-stars that made it, he's averaging 21, 14, and 6. Anthony Davis is averaging 25.7. So 26, 12, and 3. What is there to say? Even James Harden's averaging 22, 6, and 8. And so Sabonis has comparable stats with him, even though they don't play the same position, which I think they should take into consideration since this is positionless basketball. He's 6'11", 7 foot, doing guard things as far as passing and stuff like that, a lot like Jokic, but maybe not to that level. But we've seen him rack up triple doubles. I think he has 42 double doubles out of 44 games this year. And it's like, nope, not an all-star. This guy's not an all-star, even though he's leading league in double-doubles, rebounds. He has almost 7 assists a game, over 20 points. Team is fighting for a playoff spot. They've been playing better lately since they fired Mike Brown. And it's like, nope, not an all-star, not again. Nope. Makes no sense to me. But Sengun, who is on a young Houston team, and yes, they are number 2 in the West, but 19, 11, and like five assists. It's five assists. 19, 11, and five assists. But compared to 21, 14, league leading 14 rebounds and almost seven assists. Makes no sense. You know, so like he plays a lot like Joker, but he's not Joker, but they have similar games to a degree. So just to for anybody who doesn't know who he is, that's who he's similar to me. But I just don't understand how him and Trae Young keep missing the All-Star game. And that's why I started with, do you guys really think that maybe the league should, since they're considering or at least speaking it into existence about the 10-minute quarters and stuff like that, why not expand the All-Star team, add a couple of extra spots? You could probably get the voting right. The game is one thing, and hopefully we get a good game eventually. I don't know if this year is going to be the year that we get a good game, especially with this new four-team. One of the four teams is a G League, I think All-Star team or something like that. So I'm not sure what kind of game we're going to get this year. Maybe it'll be competitive. That's all we all want is a competitive game at the end. But after the competitiveness, we would like to see the people that we want to see in the game. And yet again, Trae Young's not there. Sabonis isn't there. And maybe for an All-Star game, you can make a case for Sabonis because maybe he's not exciting, but Trae Young is. So I don't know. They're going to have to start making these votes and stuff make sense, because when you do side-by-side comparisons of certain players that make it and who gets snubbed, it doesn't make any sense. Because, yes, I can go down and do my internet research and see, okay, this team has a better record, this team has a worse record, but hey, maybe they're neck and neck or they're close. And say, this guy's over here, this guy's right here, but the guy that's lower makes the All-Star team, but the guy that's up here who maybe leading the league in something and also his team in more than one category with his team in a better position is not the All-Star caliber player. I don't know. I have a hard time trying to understand that. And maybe it's just me. I mean, I understand it and I understand how the voting works and everything like that. But I don't think this is one of those marketability things, because you will obviously have Trae Young there probably over Darius Garland, because I mean, who has better marketability? So that's just my rant about that. Let me know what you guys think in the comments. Please subscribe, like, comment. Please comment. I want to see your comments. Let me know what you guys think. Tell me what I can do better. Please subscribe. Keep coming back, and I will see you next time.